Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 9, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins, HaMechalik Nechasov Al Piv. Somebody who divides up his estate, he's still alive, and he divides up his estate either to his inheritors. Some people learn that he's just giving it to random people, either or. Rabbi Lezer says, Echad Bari Ve'echad Mesukon. Whether he gives it out when he's healthy, or whether he's dividing it up when he is a Shchiv Meirah, somebody who's on his deathbed, says the Mishnah, the only way it works is if you do a kinyan. There has to be a physical act of acquisition. And Mishnah explains, Nechasim Sheishna Machrayas, property that there's responsibility, which is the term for karkois, which is the term for real estate, property, Niknim Bekesef, those could be acquired by giving money. So I mean, even if, let's say, the recipient gives a dollar, gives a pruta, just a small amount of money, the halacha is, it works, it's a kinyan, and he acquires it. Ubishtar, or you write up a document, or Bechazaka, or the fellow that's receiving the real estate, receiving the property, does some type of chazaka. Chazaka in this format means to say that, let's say, he locks the gate, or he puts up a gate, or he digs in the ground, all different types of acts that show ownership. V'sheila machrayis, let's say his estate includes objects that are movable, so not real estate, einikten el b'meshicha, the only way to acquire them is by meshicha, drawing the object close to one another, to one person, to the person acquiring it draws it close. And we also see the Gemara, in the Mishnah and Kedushin, that one could also do Hagbah, one can pick up the object, or Mesira, the fellow can give it over to the recipient. In all those cases, it works. Amrulai, the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that if he's a Shchiv Meirah, if he's a fellow that's on his deathbeds, then Divrei Shchiv Meirah Keksuvenu Kemesurin Dami, which means to say, just saying that it should go to somebody, that is enough, because the words of a Shchiv Meirah, of a person on his deathbeds, Keksuvim Umesurin, are as if they're written and as if they're given over. And they actually bring a story. Masa be'iman shabnei reichel. There was a story with the mother of bnei reichel, shahaisa chayla, that she was sick. Va'amra, and she said to nu, kivinasi libiti. She said, I want that my particular, she had some kind of fancy veil that she wore. I want that to go to my daughter. V'hi b'shnei masar mana, and it was worth 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. Umeisa, and she died. V'kimu asvara. And they kept what she said, because, even though she didn't do any type of kinyan. So you see that the act, that the words of a shchiv meirah, of a person on a deathbed, is as if they're written and as if they're given over. Amulahen, Sir Rabbi Lezer said to the Chachamim, B'nei Reichel tikavrei mimam. You can't bring proof from the children of Reichel. Their mother should bury them, which means to say they were Rishayim, they were wicked people, and the Chachamim punished them and penalized them, that the matan of their mother should go to their sister, even though maybe it should have gone to them, but afapike, nevertheless, he said that it goes, the Chacham said it goes to their sister, but you can't bring proof to that to every other case. Continues the Mishnah, and the Chacham say, some people say that it says Rabbi Elezer, Omer, b'Shabbos. If let's say the person in his deathbed divided his property on Shabbos, he's very sick, he's dying, he feels Shabbos is his last day in this world, Devar of Kayem, and then his words stand, even though there was no kinyan, no act of acquisition, because it's not able to write anything. So since he's not able to write or do any act of acquisition on Shabbos, so therefore the Chacham instituted that his words alone are substantial to make sure that the properties are given over to whoever he says they are. Avaloi b'chol, but it doesn't work on the weekdays. In the weekdays, there has to be an actual kinyan, an actual act of acquisition. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Rabbi Yeshua says, B'Shabbos Amru, the Chachamim said on Shabbos, that a person on his deathbed can give something over even without a kinyan, even though there's no way to say on Shabbos that since he can actually do an actual kinyan itself, so it should work without a kinyan. So kavachayim b'chol, how much more so in the weekday when it's possible to do a kinyan, so it's a normal time for acts of acquisition, certainly they would hold that the halacha is that it works even without a kinyan, even without an acquisition. And Mar is going to bring an analogy, a logical analogy to this. The Mishnah says, kayotze, by simile, where do we find this? Zachin l'katan. The halacha is that if a person wants to give a gift to a katan, to a small child, the katan can't be zeicha himself. He doesn't have the abilities to acquire something on his behalf, so someone else could acquire it on his behalf. Ve'ein zachin l'gadol. And however, a gadol, you cannot do any type of acquisition for on his behalf. He has to do it himself. Rabbi Shua says, L'katan amru d'chachamim, said that if someone else can acquire something on behalf of a katan, even though he himself can't do it, kavachayimer l'gadol, so how much more so to a gadol, to a person that's over bar mitzvah. Because since he's able to do it himself, certainly he can appoint a shliach, he can find somebody else to do it on his behalf. So we see a similar logic, that if it's possible to do it in a normal format, that's more of a reason that you should be able to do it in perhaps the abnormal format. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.